Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The constitutional crisis intensifies as Congress appears to be set to basically block, at least constitutionally, Obama's escalation of the war. We've got Obama's speech from yesterday that is all lies from end to end. He implies that this isn't even really a military action, but it's not a pinprick, but they're trying to basically stabilize Syria when they're trying to destabilize Syria. It's truly amazing. It is obviously the 12th anniversary of the greatest false flag staged terror attack in history. And either way you slice it, 9/11, there was prior knowledge, there was stand down. And the supposed Saudi Arabian hijackers had multiple passports and were being surveilled by the Israelis and the U.S. government, the French, the Germans, you name it, and were living and working on military bases in the United States. That's a fact. Building 7 was blown up in front of everybody. The list goes on and on. We're going to open the phones up today for what you think the biggest smoking guns of 9/11 being an inside job are, or if you disagree with me. But if you look at how criminal elements of the government, because people always say on national news when I've been in debates about this, what you're saying, the whole government, the firemen are involved, the police, are, the whole government. No, that's a straw man argument. I'm saying criminal networks are working with Al-Qaeda since it was founded by Zbigniew Brzezinski in 1979, and it goes back before that to the British and then the Nazis running it. It's like whoever has control colonially of the Middle East, and the United States stepped in by the 70s colonially, even really in the 50s, but intensely by the 70s, and they like radicals. They like dictators. Look at how our government puts dictators in anywhere they can. Well, they like dictatorial Wahhabists to run the Middle East. They don't want swimming pools and movie stars and women going to college over there. The globalists want to keep the Middle East in the Stone Age, and then they can have high-tech drone warfare with the cavemen. That's basically what's going on here. And so we're going to be breaking all of that down today. Also, this story's up on Infowars.com. It's also up on DrudgeReport.com. Million Muslim March 2013 and the 2 million bikers, Washington, D.C., rally expected on anniversary today. We're going to be following this today as it's ongoing. We're going to be going over the fact that the violations of the First Amendment are only selectively engaged in. So when we come back, we're going to launch into the news, and then hopefully I'll give the number out and we'll go to your phone calls. There's a lot happening. Colorado lawmakers ousted in recall vote over gun law. That's the New York Times. And we've also got 12 years after 9/11, Obama helps revive Al-Qaeda in Syria. Yeah, 12 years later, they've just dropped all the pretenses. They think we're that dumb, and obviously it's not working, so it's backfiring. It's also a 12-year anniversary of military action starting. Started a few days after 9/11, so the 12-year anniversary, 12-year war, 73% of U.S. casualties in Afghanistan on Obama's watch, CNS News. Why not give him another peace prize over that? The Russians are sending in their carrier killer into the Mediterranean, loaded up with the anti-ship supersonic missiles. Things are escalating very, very quickly. And I guess the globalists calculate they can start a large regional war. The average American will just shut up and get behind their country, right or wrong. Well, our country is not the criminal kleptocratic globalists that have seized control of our infrastructure. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Oh, also, Bill Gates has got a new plan. Not just artificial meat, that's more humane in his words, but artificial eggs. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, 2 million bikers have already begun to arrive in Washington, D.C. They were denied a permit. They have been given the permit in the past to have their 9/11 rides, but the new kleptocratic, openly anti-liberty crew that is in full control of D.C. Is denying the First Amendment. So what did the bikers do? They responded, and they've been trying to get the permit for several months. They responded, and they're just now starting to arrive on the city edge. They've responded, 2 million of them, it's estimated. They have responded by saying, we're now going to take our time, and we're now going to stop at every red light, and we're now going to shut the city down, because that's exactly what the non-permitting has done. And, of course, the D.C. responded by saying, well, then you're not allowed to. But you know what? They've paid their little taxes for their privilege to travel. It's not really a privilege. It's a right. And so they're just going to be there, 2 million of them as individuals, and all the D.C. workers and all the anti-gun people and all the folks that love tyranny so much in D.C., you're going to have the First Amendment exercised on you. And I have been to the third world. I've been to Central America, you name it, and I've never been treated like I've been treated every time I've been in D.C. by police. I've been there 5 times the last decade. No, more than that. 7 times. I've been to D.C. 7 times in the last decade, and I have never seen the police act more abusive and arrogant and evil. Now, you go right outside in Virginia, places like Chantilly, super nice, super professional, and a lot of them are listeners. D.C., it's hellish. And I know we have some federal marshals that listen, and there's some people, the Secret Service, that aren't bad. But, I mean, the average cops they've got out there, oh, and the security guards are even worse. And I don't want to digress off into it, but I've been there with film crews, you name it. There is no permit in D.C. to film. You can be, because they know in the courts they can't make you. You can be 200 yards from Washington Monument every time it's happened to us, and the police walk over and go, shut that down. You don't have a permit. There is no permit. It's the First Amendment, but the city doesn't offer them. Okay, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. I'm going to tell you one more time. You stop filming, or I'm going to put you in handcuffs right now. And you're like, well, I got stuff to do, but all right, you're violating my First Amendment. I'm going to show everybody this video. We've shown you the videos. They go, I don't care what you do. You know what? I'm thinking I'm going to just go ahead. I mean, it is North Korea, ladies and gentlemen. And so what a beautiful thing to see 2 million patriots on the anniversary of 9/11 show up down there in defiance of this violation of the First Amendment. And we're going to be covering it today, and we're going to be covering it top story in the aftermath on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. This is a big deal. And the latest developments, the live video feeds, all of it, we're posting them right now to InfoWars.com. For everybody, so you can follow this, but it is certainly going to be interesting. You know, they tried to have back in the 70s a farmer march with a bunch of tractors, and in that case, D.C. was able to shut most of it down. They climbed up in the cabs. Now, there's famous TV footage on CBS News I've seen of this, and I've had some of the farmers that were part of it on the broadcast over the years, people like Gary Brownfield, now rest in peace. The police would climb up in the open tractors, but also the cabs, and punch the farmers right in the face or beat them with nightsticks. Because you're not going to allow in America to go down a road you paid for. You're here to pay money to the government, sit down, and shut up. Just like on that HBO show about street prostitutes. I forget the name of it. We played the clip years ago. And the woman's been hit by a car and beat up, and she's wrecked. She's got cigarette burns on her and everything else, and the pimp comes in. She goes, I'm going to get up, baby. I'm going to get up right now and get back on the street for you right now. And the mother looks at the pimp and says, what have you done to my baby? What have you done to her? And she's like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get back on the street for you, baby. I'm going to do whatever you say, baby. And then they say, what do you pay your girls? He goes, I pay them nothing. And they're lucky if I even give them some chicken once a day. A box of chicken. And that's the culture they want. They want us just totally broken, groveling with mass Stockholm syndrome. Just begging, please give my kids more mercury shots and brain damage them. Please give me more GMO, Bill Gates and Monsanto. Please give me more fluoride. Please give trillions more to foreign banks. Please teach the kindergartners like you do how to have sex. Please ruin everything. Please. Have Miley Cyrus, target 9-year-old girls. An adult looks at that and just laughs at it. But, I mean, these are savage, miscreant scum who know exactly what they're doing. I mean, you sit there and you look at the art the globalists create. It's not just to wreck our minds and our psyches. They've been wrecked. They've been drinking out of their own cup, ladies and gentlemen, and it is disgusting. It's now time to call nationally and to support Congressman Walter Jones' legislation. It is now time, ladies and gentlemen, to get behind impeachment because Obama is trying to launch a war without Congress. Now, he knows that they're going to move for impeachment if he does that, but so he's trying to have it both ways. Well, I'm going to you, but if you don't, I can still do it. And trying to spin what the military action means, the rest of it. It's time to impeach him for Benghazi, for Fast and Furious, for the NSA, for targeting pro-lifers and the Tea Party. with the IRS. It's time to go after them for Obamacare, which is making most of the country go from 40 hours to 20. And it's doubling the price of the premiums or more. I mean, America now is waking up, and the stars are aligning for a massive accelerated awakening. But now is the time to be as most vocal as you can. You know, Ed Asner, who's a frequent guest on the show, I'm going to get him to pop back on the next few days. He talked to the Hollywood Reporter, and then it got picked up by O'Reilly and others. And he said, look, I mean, in the article and the video is up on Infowars.com. He said, a lot of people in Hollywood do not want to criticize Obama because they don't want to be called racist. Because that's exactly how this works. That's exactly how the establishment operates. And they know you're not racist. They're the ones using race to program people. And I know everybody knows this. They're the ones that are openly using it as just a weapon to scare you so that you'll shut up. But that's backfiring as well and is really the fall of political correctness with adults. The problem is they have captured audiences with children, people in college, people that work for government, where they say, no, Billy, you brought a brown bag to school. It's now starting in public schools. Did you know that was racist? We're going to write you up for that. There's no law. There's no regulation. There's no other thing. It's a way to make you bad and persecute you and say you've done something and create just this insane schizophrenia, imagining racism everywhere it's not. Meanwhile, every day there are articles of white people being shot or beaten to death as the person says they're killing them because they're white. And that is just regional news. And then I was talking to Mancow this morning. I was on his show, and he talked about he went to the richest area of Chicago, $3 million homes everywhere, $5 million homes, at 11 a.m. when Django Unchained came out. It was earlier this year, I guess. And they were going in the theater, and they were there, and black folks told them, you better get out of here or we're going to kill you. And Mancow was like, well, go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. But, I mean, the point is that this is getting insane because people go and they watch all this that's meant to rub salt in wounds and the whole George Zimmerman situation and just all of it to create as much division as possible because the globalists want to distract us from all the scandals and the looting of the economy and the shipping the jobs overseas and the shutting down the power plants and shipping General Motors and into China and all the rest of it. They are desperate to get us all fighting with each other and divert us. But why would they allow a million Muslim march in D.C.? And why would they allow previous motorcycle rallies in D.C. full on the 9/11 anniversary? They have them in New York and D.C. Last 11 years they've had them. On the one-year anniversary, it just gets bigger and bigger. Why would they say, we're going to refuse your permit? Where they could easily get them through the city in an hour, get them out of there, limited problems. Why would they refuse and say, by the way, we better not see anybody? You know, we're going to try to stop groups of people together. So now you got mainly a bunch of combat veterans on motorcycles rolling in against the bizarre Soviet-style weirdo female police chief who wears like a Scientologist admiral outfit who violates federal and state law when they say you can't have these gun bans. 5 years later, it's still in place. And they're saying they're going to go after, at least they were a few days ago. In fact, when you guys search the term, police D.C. bikers, because I remember a few days ago I saw, they're like, well, you better not. Nope, it's unpermitted. We will give citations. What are you going to do, start trying to give a million people, 2 million people citations? They're just going to start riding around you. What are you going to do, start tasering some people? You want to go ahead and just start a fight with 2 million veterans? This is how it's going to happen, just like Lexington and Concord, is people are going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And then patriots are not going to take it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, started rolling out before dawn this morning from all over, converging from all over the East Coast on the District of Criminals. And this is symbolic of the defiance of Kim Jong-un, Barack Obama.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit IWantThatBunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain.
I focus on the pain. The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting
Try to kill it.
Try to kill it.
All the way.
All the way.
But I remember.
But I remember everything.
What have I become?
What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end.
You can have it all.
And you could have it all.
My empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt.
I will let you in.
I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
I will make you hurt. That's what the globalists do, ladies and gentlemen. They're the abusers, control freaks, the people that ought to be locked up instead of running our lives. Where should I begin today? Well, it is the anniversary of 9/11, 12 years later. And if the birth date of our republic could be marked as 1776, or maybe Lexington and Concord, April 19, 1775. Maybe that's the inception, was Lexington, Concord. And then the birth was 1776. And then we began to crawl in 1789. You can really mark the death date of our constitutional republic on September 11, 2001. But years are like seconds or minutes geopolitically in the history of the world, in the eons that stretch back over thousands of years. And so we are on the gurney. Our heart is stopped. We are in cardiac arrest. And we've been dead a couple minutes. And our heart is dying. Our brain is dying. And if we don't defibrillate the heart soon, the heart tissue is going to die. And even if they get the heart going again, in a day or two, the tissue is going to die. And the whole heart's going to blow wide open like a rotten tomato. I don't want to get into graphics of how heart attacks work. They can get you going again, but a couple days later, that heart blows open. And the longer we don't restart the heart, folks, the worse it's going to be. And tyrants always think they're invincible. Tyrants always get off on doing reckless things. And the collection of out-of-control Western powers that got power, because compared to many other power structures, they were more moral. We had more soft power. And so the world would work with us more. We've lost all that soft power now. And the world absolutely despises and hates us. And we need to explain, hey, we've been decadent and let a corrupt power structure get in place. But this has not been done in our name, and we don't like what's happening. And by the way, the world now sees that. They see 91% of Americans in the average poll against it. They see us waking up, and they think that's a good thing. And I'm seeing a lot of goodwill for Americans again across the world. And Obama and his administration are the heart that stopped. And there's going to be no defibrillating them. They can stage whatever they want to stage. They might get that heart going for a minute again. It's just going to blow aortas out. It's going to blow valves out. It's a rotten. It's a rotten heart. More rotten than the one they cut out of Dick Cheney. And nothing they sell is going to work now. And they already know that with all their NSA spy grit. They know, and they haven't had the public for a long time. The public's just realizing that we're not alone now. It's their job to be up there on the nightly news and make you feel like you're alone. And, oh, he thinks the government's corrupt. He thinks the Federal Reserve's private. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody knows it's private and goes, well, you lied to me. What else did you lie to me about? So the innocence is gone. And I don't mean the innocence a child has that they want to get rid of. I mean the ignorance, the blinders are off in the American people. We come back and give you the latest geopolitical news, give the number out and take your calls. But this is a big deal right now. Perhaps 9/11 will end up being the day the New World Order started dying instead of the day they killed the Republic. We will make that decision, though. That destiny is in our hands.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Will you fight? Against that? No! We will run! And we will live! Alright? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Rallying patriots who believe in families and believe in honor and duty and honesty and decency and sovereignty. Individuals that recoil from corruption and gangs and thugism. We're here. We're on the rise. We're taking America back, and we're going to take the rest of the world back. 1776, the spirit of resistance to tyranny worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. The toll-free number to join us on Syria on 12 years later with the start of the Afghan war and the thousands and thousands of dead troops and tens of thousands of dead Afghans and all the enmity and our government shipping 40-plus thousand al-Qaeda and Taliban out to safety in the airlift of evil that special forces officers went public over. And back then I'd say, look, it's in the Times of London that our government took 40-plus thousand al-Qaeda to safety and paid them in gold. See, they work for our government. See, something's going on. Investigate. See the hijackers trained at U.S. bases. The colonel of the Defense Language School, Stephen Butler, went public. Now he's been court-martialed for national security. Or they're beginning a court-martial. I mean, wow, that's even an AP. So you're a traitor. How dare you say our government did 9/11? It's not our government. It's criminal elements that run the government. I mean, what do you think? They just started with Obama putting al-Qaeda in Syria and Libya and Egypt and everywhere else? It's Saudi Arabia is colonizing the entire Middle East with radical Wahhabists. And Israel's there helping. How dare you criticize Israel? I'm just reporting the facts here. I don't creamily, you know, with glee, wade into all this. I want to unify people around liberty and freedom and family and everything wholesome, not unify around, you know, I'm black, I'm white, you know, you're an Israeli, you're an Arab. That's barbarism. That's how they control us. But it's just amazing. Oh, you know, Ed Asner comes out. It's on InfoWars.com and says, Hollywood stars fear being labeled racist if they oppose Obama on Syria. Because that's what happens if you criticize him. And it doesn't matter if it makes sense. It isn't meant to. It's a weapon. They're saying, we will blacklist you. We will say that word's racist. We will demonize you. You won't get a job. You won't work if you don't toe the line. It's authoritarianism. No, we're not going to give 2 million bikers a permit because that image is bad for Obama, but we will give it to a Muslim group. And you ask, why is that? Because it's a trade-off. They use radical Muslims as the excuse to take our rights, but they are running the radical Muslims and have a deal with them to turn the Middle East over to them if they play that game. But they've also got a deal at the top in England and here in the U.S. to absolutely let those radical elements not just take over Islam overseas, but control it here as well for, again, an even greater divide and conquer. They figured this out, ladies and gentlemen, how to control us. And it's time to be aware of the game, how it works, and realize it's so fun to be emotionally attached to all this. But in reality, we're being gamed. In reality, we're being manipulated. All right, here's the toll-free number. We're opening the phones up. It's 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And please, if you're calling in, you're a regular caller, let the first few round of callers be first-time callers. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. Let's go over some of the international news here. Very important to do this. The 12-year war of U.S. casualties in Afghanistan, they're up 73% since Obama got into command. That's CNS News. InfoWars.com report, 12 years after 9/11, Obama helps revive al-Qaeda in Syria. Yeah, that's a good Paul Watson article, but it's not even strong enough. When we come face-to-face with this parallel universe, bizarro world, where our government arms and equips giant brigades of al-Qaeda to blow up churches and chop little children up and cut priest heads off and shoot nuns in the back, where is the Orthodox Church criticizing this? Well, they are. But it's not getting picked up in the U.S. news that the head of the Orthodox Church in Greece, the head of the Orthodox Church in Russia, the original Christian Church, one of the oldest branches, they are criticizing it. The Catholic Church has been criticizing the war and saying diplomacy is needed. But where is the Catholic Church denouncing the al-Qaeda forces that are shooting Catholic priests and nuns in the back and chopping their heads off? Because that's going on. Those reports are coming out. I mean, imagine that. I mean, imagine that, because it's political correctness, ladies and gentlemen. We went to war over babies that were not thrown out of incubators, but now you've got real people being killed, real sectarian attacks financed by the West. And I ought to tell you what the establishment thinks of Christians. I'm telling you, folks, because they don't like something being above the state. In Christianity, real Christianity, the stuff that's in the Bible, not what the different religious organizations put out, is the antithesis of everything the New World Order is setting up. That's why the system hates it, because there's power in there. Even if you don't believe in all the different dimensions and things that science has proven is there, but you can't see, we're basically blind to 99.9% of the universe, the dark matter, all of it. Oops, that's racist. I've now heard sugar cubes are racist because they're white. All tots. I'm not kidding, by the way. This is the mass mental illness now, where everything's racist. Except real racism. Who needs to have an intellectual argument? Just say it's racist. Okay, I'm sorry. It's racist. Racists do not want to kill all the Christians. Because after all, Christians are all racist, didn't you know? And, of course, I'm being nonsensical, folks. That's what's going on here. Continuing here with the Associated Press. This is the AP showing how much the establishment collapsed, how the people's confidence has collapsed. They are fact-checking Obama. They say Obama's Syria case still lacks proof. Wow, what a word. Because you know, you heard them say they had proof over and over again. That there was no doubt. And in the same speech, Kerry then said, doesn't matter who used the chemicals. If the fact is it was used. First, Assad did it, but then they make the connection later. Just it being used is the proof. And Obama says, we've got to go in to secure those weapons by bombing them, which will then rain down on everybody in the region. But also, they've got to implode the country to keep it from imploding. Remember, well, there may have to be boots on the ground, Kerry said to the House and Senate Armed Services Committee. We may have to do that. We talked to so many committees. Was that maybe he was talking to the International Affairs? I forget. But we played the clip last week. I get lost in the forest of factoids. And he said, well, we may need boots if the country implodes. Heaven forbid. That's their entire goal. That's what I mean. It's just a wall of lies. And they just think this tsunami of fraud will just create an artificial environment of BS to where you just think BS grows on trees and it's just everywhere and that you accept it as your new artificial habitat. Well, I think they've jumped the shark. Here's the big news. Russia's carrier killer enters the Mediterranean. How do you pronounce that? Moskva? Moskva? What's the name of that ship? I pronounced it right? Wow. Mommy, wow. I'm a big kid now. I'm not too good at pronouncing things sometimes. The missile cruiser, dubbed the carrier killer by NATO, has passed through the Straits of Gibraltar and is now heading towards the eastern Mediterranean to assume command of Russian naval forces. I've been telling folks for 2.5 years that Syria is meant to be the detonator for a larger regional war that the Rand Corporation 5 years ago called for. They said, we don't need to help get the New World Order in with just these small wars. We need big ones. And to lead the big war, a Peace Prize winner. That's globalist humor. Call the Patriot Act patriotic. Called forced drugging kids. Written up by Big Pharma. Call it New Freedom. By the way, to talk about what an Orwellian state we're in the name of safety, getting rid of everybody's rights, I'll briefly tell the story and play an Obama clip and go to your calls. I like music that I like. I like famous people that I like because they're interesting artists or I admire them. I don't just like people because they're famous. And I'm not saying I'm some wonderful, virtuous person, but, you know, that I don't like famous people. It's just that I've grown out of that by the time I was about 20, and I was never really into it. You know, I didn't pick up tabloids to read about the latest scandals. But I really like Dave Mustaine and his wife. I've known him for years, and he's a really sweet, smart guy. And he has a lot of courage for what he's politically, you know, stood up for him but attacked. Because they really want to slap down famous entertainers and people so that they can intimidate others. And they tell people across the board, music, film, you name it, you speak out against government, we're going to ruin your career. People are told this. So I admire Dave. He's got a lot of courage. And so, you know, obviously, when they come to town, they invite me out to the show. And so we went out to the big Formula One racetrack. I've never been out there, and I've driven by it before when the elite are being shuttled in by helicopter. Sometimes like 100 helicopters in the air, bringing them back and forth from Austin out west or out east to the Formula One track. So I go out there to the sold out show, and we park, and then you go to will call, get your tickets they put up there for you. And then they go, no, you got to go around to the VIP area. That's where they're waiting. That's what the lay of the ticket counter. And I said, no, I'm told to come here. They go, and told by who? And all these workers were just treating people so bad. And of course, I've been to other shows. I guess it's not been like this. It was like the spirit of the whole, you know. But I mean, the crowd was great. The people were great. I couldn't believe how many InfoWars T-shirts I saw. Literally, I got mobbed, you know, doing autographs and pictures. It just was amazing. I mean, I was in the dark out there, you know, because I didn't want to stay backstage. I was, you know, watching Megadeth and then Iron Maiden. And I like, you know, heavy, hard, fast music. You know, grew up on it. Words can't describe it. The point is that I like being invited to those things, and I like it when it's at the W or something, a smaller venue, and I go in the back. This was amazing with the security people, who were just looking for someone to mess with. And I watched them doing it to other people. Iron Maiden security people. And you're sitting there walking backstage, you know, to walk back out front, and some big guy jumps out in front of you and wants to have a fight with you. And you're like, no, I'm just going out there, have my all access pass. And they still get in your face like they want to fight you. And it's just so wimpy. You know, it's like, wow, this is the spirit of the New World Order. But that's not why I started telling the story on this 9/11 anniversary. I get sent around, so now they have to go get my tickets that were actually up front. And this place is the size of the Death Star or something. I mean, this is a humongous facility. It's probably a half mile from the front to the back of just the arena. They have to send people to get the tickets and the passes and come all the way to the back, and at the back, at the VIP entrance, but they have this up front too, they had grope downs going on. So I walk in there with one of my friends and his lovely wife. You know, she looks like a model, like a Miss America. I'm not going to say her name. I mean, they told me I could tell the story, but I'm not going to do it. And we walk right through. The shaved head woman, shaved head, looked like she could bench press 300 pounds. She didn't want to pat us down. She went right for the blonde that we were with, my friend. And I mean, boom, boom. And we're almost like, you know what, let's not go in here. I'm like, The point was, it was being poked the whole time I was in there. Poked by security. Poked, poked, poked. Then we'd walk out and try to walk up top and watch. That's where the music was best, far back, because it was so loud. And there would just be some sniveling minimum wage lady that was like 4 feet tall, and she weighed like 800 pounds. Literally, it was like a self-propelled. I'm not being mean to fat people, it's just I'm describing her. It was like Jabba the Hutt. A female Jabba the Hutt comes over and bumps into us and says, you can't stand here. And we've been standing there earlier. It was a huge, wide area, and we're like, the moon's out. It's all beautiful night. Magic evening. Never heard Megadeth be better. Even back when I was like, you know, 14 years old. Amazing. So I really enjoyed that. And I just thought about what a weird country we are. That, I mean, obviously, this woman has taken this job so they can just play God, and they just completely ignore us. You can just walk right through. By the way, we were wearing more baggy shirts. Amy was wearing a tight shirt and pants and cowboy boots. And we're just double-taped. Why did they let us through and they're doing that to her? Well, I mean, it was insane. And then we sat back and watched as more attractive women came up. I've seen this with the TSA. What do you think happened? Imagine, that's the security. You give someone a slot where they can dominate and have power over people. And my instinct is, I'm trying to walk down and go out front. This is where they showed us to go before. We have an all-access pass. And some guy jumps out in front of me and goes, you can't come out here. And he goes, I don't care what that says. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just trying to follow, you know, Pam Mustaine right down through here. I'm like, okay. I go, well, where's the other way? And he goes, I'm not going to tell you that. And every instinct in me, and believe me, folks, I've been in fights with people that weigh 300 pounds and can bench press like 500 pounds, and I'd stomp their head in the ground. I can only get excited when some big guy gets in my face. But I'm almost 40 years old. I had to control myself. I was like, yes, sir, thank you. And he got off on that. And I could only control myself by realizing how pathetic and weak he was. But I officially cannot go to any football games. I can't go to the Kite Festival. They have U.S. Army out there doing that now. I'm living in a giant concentration camp. And the jobs in America now are for every control freak to push people around and boss them around and get in their face. And the epicenter of it is North Korea, Pyongyang, or however you pronounce it, Pyongyang, Washington, D.C. Pyongyang on the Potomac, where they tell veterans, you can't come have a march you've had every year for 11 years, but we're going to let other people do it. And you know what? We're just done. But the problem is I can't avoid public places, folks. They're going to be everywhere now. It's shopping malls, you name it. And I have a lot of trouble dealing with it. Your phone calls are coming up. Stay with us. It's 9/11, 12 years later.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Jag about the police state America and how we're all all being trained to be prisoners and how we're all being trained that we're cattle. Everything is about you're a number, you're scum, you're trash. And the new superclasses are anybody in the bureaucracy, anybody in a uniform. That's why you see every profession now is putting people in uniforms. It's like cult world or something. And just to run the gauntlet of it is amazing. And to see how humans are treating each other worse and worse and worse and worse, it's very, very frustrating. Again, I've thrown a lot of the big Syria news. Iran is really threatening a lot of retaliation. And again, it's not that Iran's good guys here. It's just that the West is starting the war that is going to bring Iran into it, and then that will be a big political diversion for the globalists who can loot the bank accounts and raise the taxes and get everybody in line during a war. That's the type of news that we've got here that's so important. We also have popping in for like 15 minutes. I'm going to have short interviews. Paul Craig Roberts on the state of the world and the collapse of the Western establishment that he believes is starting to happen. Will you guys print me that New York Observer article from a couple days ago where that other analyst was calling it, you know, likening what's happened with Obama to the fall of the Soviet Union, which is directly what we've been saying. I don't just say that. That's where this is leading. Because it's all a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. No one buys their propaganda anymore. And then Dr. Edward Vieira is going to pop in briefly on impeachment and ways constitutionally to stop Obama if he tries to ignore Congress. Constitutional lawyer, advisor to Congress, be joining us. Scott in Colorado, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. What's your take on this 12-year anniversary of 9/11, sir?
I'm appalled, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, boss. First-time caller, long-time listener. I was just reading on the website today on the WCBB ABC Boston app. Carlos Arredondo on Wednesday received an award named for Madeline Ames Leamy, flight attendant on the first of the hijacked Logan Airport planes flown into the World Trade Center. Evidently, they've given him an award. And Jeffrey Bauman was there to embrace him as he was presented the award in the Massachusetts State House. I don't know. This whole thing is making me incredibly sick. False flag anniversaries honoring these actors and these false narratives. I just wonder how long it's going to go on and people are going to buy into it.
Well, it is true. They've been caught in Syria and they've been caught in Iran, the West has, and they've been caught in Egypt, staging fake shootings with fake blood and stuff of demonstrators. I mean, our government has been caught coordinating fake stuff overseas. They admit they're engaged in fake domestic psyops that have been illegal. So, yes, a lot of this stuff is fake. But they'll also a lot of times kill some real people. See, folks think it's all fake at the Boston bombing or it's all fake at Sandy Hook. And what we've got is that they kill some real people because they like doing that, and that's real. Then they'll have some other actors there to push the narrative and say what they want said minute one. That's why they had a drill of a bombing minutes before, right there at the finish line, and it turns out they did have crisis actor groups hired. That's been confirmed. So, yeah. But then the media will then say, Alex says nobody got hurt. And then there's different schools of thought. But, I mean, they're totally capable of it. They've been caught before. And I have seen the photos and video of people with their clothes blown off and no holes or blood. And then a minute later, when they've dolled them up, now suddenly blood everywhere. I mean, it looks real bad. It looks real bad. I don't know. It's like on 9/11, they had guys popping up, giving the official story minutes after. Clearly scripted. They had their scripting all across the news.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.